Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
We are pleased to have joining us the PGA head professional at Gamble Sands, Randy Ballard. Good morning, Randy. How was life in Brewster this morning?
It's beautiful up here. I'll tell you what, we're enjoying this cooler weather coming through the Northwest lately. Nice to be not in the hundreds. It is amazing out here right now.
Well, and for people, I mean, you think, okay, we think Wenatchee, maybe Central Washington, Ellensburg, and then you get up into the North Cascades. Where exactly is Brewster kind of fit into that? And where you spent a lot of time, you worked a couple of courses in Central Oregon in your PGA career. Working through, is it how similar, how different is the climate and the topography from Central Oregon to where Brewster is?
I'll tell you what, a lot of people don't know where we are up here. We are a bit out of the way. Kind of makes it the special part of it. We are about an hour and 15 minutes north of Wenatchee. So if you are going through there at all, just a little jaunt right up the river, up the Columbia. And to be honest, it's Highway 97 all the way, right from outside of where you guys are, Biggs Junction, all the way up, easy to get to. Topography and climate, I'll tell you what, it's pretty similar to what we had. As you noted, I did some time at Pronghorn in Central Oregon and some time at Crooked River Ranch. Actually, pretty similar. A little bit less juniper trees. We actually don't have any trees on property. But as far as the heat, the weather, the summertime, the beautiful September fall days, it's very similar to that Central Oregon climate.
And Gamble Sands, now a few years that it's been open, you guys have been winning awards. You'll see at the top of the list in terms of facilities available to the public, the general public, to go play top courses in the country. And now we mentioned you opened a brand new 18 earlier this month in Scarecrow, David McClay Kidd as the lead architect. How has that been received? Can you get a tee time yet? And how has play been? How has it been received? And how is it different from the original 18 at Gamble Sands?
Yeah, the reception's been phenomenal. A lot of excitement around it. You'd mentioned tee times are tough to come by. We have a couple of foursomes here and there sprinkled along weekends or difficult weekdays still very available. It's a phenomenal course. Great complementary course to the original. You're seeing a lot more undulation in the fairways, more undulation in the greens. I would say a little bit more aggressive bunkering around the green complexes. Maybe a little bit smaller in the greens as well, and a little bit more domed and more just fun around those green complexes, to where you're going to see I'd say the average player is seeing a little bit more difficulty out there, maybe kind of a 5 to 7 stroke, maybe more difficulty level out there, but very fun. Very fun, a little bit shorter layout, but it you can't get in trouble out there. It's been phenomenal.
Fantastic. And so, yeah, you can go back to just shy of 7,000 yards on the card, but I think what makes these golfing destinations, these resort, and what has been done so well, we've seen it at Bandon, we saw it at Gamble Sands, other places, making sure you have enough different tee areas. It's not about, and I think we're finally starting to get there back again with golf, you know, public golf, amateur golf, recreational golf, this de-emphasis on necessarily length. Let the professionals and the top amateurs go, and it's fun to see facilities that can do that if you can host a USGA event or something like that down the road. But make sure that players of all, you know, abilities or handicaps have an opportunity to come out there and experience it and all of the challenge and difficulty that you would have, but I don't have 250-yard carries off the tee.
Absolutely. You nailed it on that. So we do have 5 sets of tees plus a combo tee kind of around that white blue traditional area. You know, the forward tee is all the way sub 5,000 yards to, you know, a little over 7,000 on the original Gamble course to, you nailed it, about 69.8 or so on Scarecrow. Yeah, you get back on some of those, the back tees, maybe 1 or 2 forced carries, but the forward tees, very fair off the tee, wide landing zones out here. If you haven't been out to Gamble Zone, Gamble Sands, easy to hit, very playable. And I'll tell you what, similar to links courses, you can putt from 50, 60, 70 yards out on almost every hole out here, including the short course. So very playable for everybody. Very fun layouts.
Randy Ballard's the PGA head golf professional out at Gamble Sands. Now that the facility has been up with the original 18 for a while, you've added, there's a short course, a 14-hole short course. There's a putting course, as you mentioned. You've added the second 18. Now that what is in terms of, obviously it's a, you know, remote destination, there is some lodging there on site. How are things around Brewster though for people that want to come out and make a few days out of it? Is there starting to be some other things coming in around them, whether it's dining, whether it's who knows what, to make a full experience getaway out of the experience?
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Lake Chelan, a very large, popular area for, you know, getaways, beautiful, beautiful, similar to kind of a Lake Tahoe, you know, mini. It's about 40 minutes away. Omak, Okanagan, just about 30 minutes north. Brewster is still kind of a fruit working man's town. It's starting to grow a little bit. A couple of restaurants here, but, you know, no nightlife here in Brewster. But plenty of restaurants, like I noted too. Chelan is a beautiful, beautiful area. Multiple wineries that you can visit. Definitely make a trip out of it. You noted lodging. We actually just added 40 more rooms, all double kings. You know, bring the family up, bring the friends up, get the buddy, you know, the boys buddy trip together. We have 77 rooms. You know, we're starting to build out, heading in the right direction for that fun getaway weekend.
Oh, that's fantastic. As far as Scarecrow itself, looking at it, and you can go online, gamblesands.com, and that'll where you want to go in. They've got everything and great. Looks like, you know, pictures. I'm assuming some drones were used there to kind of let you see everything from overhead. Is there a designed kind of signature hole, or what? Which of the holes have people decided is the one you're going to get that group photo, whether it's on the tee box or on the green? What's quickly becoming the most talked about hole on Scarecrow?
I would say number 11 out on Scarecrow is going to be the most talked about. It's about 135, 150 yards out on the point. It almost overlooks the Columbia River. It goes right out on a little piece of land, a little peninsula, just beautiful. Overlooks Lake Pateras and the Columbia River. You see Brewster in the background, some rolling hills. Great little par three, great picture and photo op area down there. And it, just a phenomenal little par three. It can play difficult. Wind gets to swirling down there a little bit, and it's just a beautiful spot down there in that course.
So for people that want to come out, maybe they've been to Gamble Sands when it first opened, but now with everything there, what's the best way to do it in terms of setting up? You know, if you're coming from the Portland metropolitan Vancouver area, you're obviously wanting to make at least a long weekend or a few days out of it. What's the ideal way to do it? And what sort of budget do you need to have, you know, kind of per person to make sure that you do it right?
Well, I'll tell you what, best way to do it is just call us directly. Our number is right there on the website. Our front desk can set you up with a hotel stay, gives you all the details on our two restaurants here on property, sets you up with everything you need, including your tee times. Any groups bigger than 12, Our on-site group's golf sales gal, Angela, could definitely set you up and get everything dialed, everything you need. And our guy, James, who handles the groups, phenomenal. Take care of any scoring needs, special needs, on-course games. We got a heck of a team up here that can definitely get your group and the front desk, everybody get you dialed in. Budget-wise, now that does vary. I know we have our shoulder season pricing, our peak season pricing. Right now, I would say somewhere in the realm of $1,000, $1,200 per guy will get you in with rooming, multiple rounds, a couple of dinners here on property. Now, next year, that might actually decrease a little bit. We're going to go away with dynamic pricing, which we've currently been using in the past, and we're just going to set flat fees and make it more affordable for everybody across the board and make it more just easy for everybody. Just call us and just get right in.
Fantastic. As far as, and this will go back to kind of the climate that you're in, how playable is the course year round? Is there a point, and I don't know what you get, you know, snow wise and frost and freezing in the wintertime, but going into, you know, October, November, how playable is the course year round?
You know, excellent question. We actually are seasonal. Our close date this year, we do plan on about usually the third week or so in October. Right now, we're going to shoot for the 19th as a close date. And typically we open last week of March, early April. I'd say climate back to that is going to be similar to what you see in kind of the Bend area. You know, we'll make it until about that end of October and between light and frost and just putting the course to bed and want to get everything aerified. Which I should mention, we do not aerify greens until after we're closed. So those things stay in pristine condition all the way.
Fantastic. Well, it is an unbelievable facility. I'm trying to get some boys together, plan our voyage up there, and then practice facilities as well, because obviously you talked about 50, 60, 70 feet putts. As a link style course, you need some room to be able to practice those as well, and tremendous practice facilities there too.
Absolutely. Great little driving range for your warm up. I would say, you know, talking about those putts, you go right back down to what we call the Cascade putting course, and that thing, 100,000 square foot. You can see it on the website. It is, I mean, you can set yourself up for a 100-yard putt if you'd like. So you can definitely dial those in. And that putting green's, I would say, a little designed off of the Himalayas course over in St. Andrews. Very lumpy, bumpy, undulating, and fun to get the boys out there and have a little putting competition. But great practice for warm-up on course.
Well, we can't wait to send some people your way. Hopefully, people have some time here before the season ends in October. Again, gamblesands.com. Go. The new course is Scarecrow. That is open. And hopefully we can send some more people your direction. Randy Ballard, the PGA head professional out there at Gamble Sands, thank you so much for taking some time for us this morning. And hopefully we'll get a chance to get up there sometime soon and take it all in person.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Jason. Appreciate it.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.